Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Quanisha. Can I please have a zip code on the account that you are calling in on this morning about?
Yes, it's 08027.
And it is 08027?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that information. Can I get you to verify your first and last name, please?
Cindy Weaver.
And I do want to thank you for that as well. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for security purposes?
421 Memorial Avenue, Gibbstown, New Jersey, 08027.
Yes, ma'am, and I do want to thank you for that. Looks like you had an account that was started back in January. Looks like you called and spoke with someone and they canceled your account earlier today. Well, on the 2nd, I'm sorry, March 2nd.
Yeah.
I got my days mixed up. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I had a charge on my account for $93.99 on March 3rd. It says proliving.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wanted to dispute that charge. I also got another charge on January 31st that says topbalancehealth.com for another $93.99.
Yes, ma'am. What it is when you first got this product back in January, it was on a 14-day trial, and that once the 14 days were over, that you know, by you not calling in a timely manner, that they billed you for the product that you already have. So why it looks like you was charged one time in January is because every time they attempted to charge you for both, it's either one was approved and one, the other was declined. So that charge in January, one was approved, as I stated, and then every time they attempted to bill you again for that product, they declined, your bank declined it. So they just reattempt that charge until it was approved. So that's why you said like that when you March 2nd as well.
So I got two charges for $93.99, and I called and canceled, and I've never even received anything.
That's why I said it's not that you're getting a new product. The product that you ordered when this account was first opened was a 30-day supply on a 14-day trial. So when the 14 days was up, the company didn't hear from you, like you didn't call and say, I want to cancel. So they billed you for the product that you already have at its original cost. When you first got the product, you paid $5.97, and $4.97 was just for shipping and handling. So you got the product for free for 14 days. So when you paid the $5.97 and $4.97, that was just for shipping and handling only.
So the $93.99 is how much each thing costs?
Correct.
So they charged me twice, once for each thing?
Yeah, one for each product, yes. One for the skin serum and one for the eye complex.
That's pretty expensive skincare. I don't understand. So it does say that I canceled it, correct?
Yes, it showed that you called in and canceled it on March 2nd.
So I won't be billed again?
Correct.
And there's no way to get a refund for either of this product?
No, ma'am, because those are the charges after the trial.
Okay. It's crazy. Yeah, I just didn't know what to do about this because the trial, I mean, you know, you get the trial and then I called in to cancel, and apparently you don't have me calling in and cancel on January 21st.
Let me go to it. No, ma'am.
Because I had called on January 21st and spoke to Jasmine.
I wouldn't know because who Jasmine is, but normally time, like if you call in, like I would notate this account so that way when the agent do catches this call of you so happen to call back, they would know what this last conversation was about or what you called in on, and there's no notes from January 21st. It just goes from when the order was created on 115, and then it goes to 129 when you rebuild out after a 14-day trial.
Okay. Is there anyone else that I can talk to or dispute the charges? Because I did call in on January 21st and speak to Jasmine.
I see someone named Jasmine. Well, her name is Jasmine, but you spoke to her on March 2nd. You don't have one for January 21st, but I will transfer this call to a supervisor, which we all follow the same protocols, if you give me just a brief moment.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Give me just a brief moment.
Okay.
I have inputted everything on this document to transfer this call over to the supervisor. I do want to thank you for reaching out to customer support, and now I'm transferring this call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.